In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord. Jesus, we bless you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Let's thank him for tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From everlasting to everlasting, we declare that you are God. Let's bless him for this night. It is unto you that we are gathered, O Lord. And we know that we will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's my joy to welcome everyone to our 2017 School of Ministry graduation. Let's honor the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just turn to someone and tell them something nice and please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I sincerely thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity. We're going to be very fast. It's my goal that we finish on time tonight. There's a lot to be done. Praise the Lord. I just want to acknowledge a few people in our midst. Now please, I know that there are several people here in the overflow. Everyone is well acknowledged, and if we do not call you specifically, please, I want you to take this from me that we acknowledge you. Praise the Lord. I want us to first and foremost honor Pastor Sunday Abubakar and his wife, the national chairman of CGC. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma. Hallelujah. I'd like us to honor our father, Professor Mari, and his wife. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. I'd like us to honor Pastor Tula, the resident pastor here at CGC. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. I'd like us to honor Pastor Mrs. Ubandoma, the Lighthouse Family Church. God bless you. Hallelujah. And every other person, as I get the details, we will acknowledge you duly. I want to particularly honor all those who have come to celebrate with our graduates. Thank you so much. Let's honor them. Parents, guardians, well-wishers, brothers and sisters, some pastors. And if you're a pastor here, you're a leader in any church organization, we honor you. You're welcome in the name of Jesus. Now, we'll do it this way. I will step back and allow our fathers to just come. It's always our culture to start by giving them room to just, in 5-10 minutes, just speak a word of encouragement. So we'll do it in this order. I would give the mic to Pastor Abubakar. He would come 5-10 minutes just to charge and encourage our students. And then our daddy, Professor Mari, will come up afterwards. And then Pastor Tula will come up, after which I'll come up again. And then we'll make progress. The Lord bless us in the name of Jesus. Let's honor Pastor Abubakar. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, the graduates are looking beautiful. Glory be to God. I want to bless the name of the Lord so much for this ministry, he and I. And we really thank God for making our part to cross We are so much in love with this ministry. You have been a blessing to us even as a ministry. Hallelujah. And it will interest you to know that last 2 years, we sat at the National Church Council and officially declare this school of ministry as officially permit our members to enroll in this school of ministry. Hallelujah. So maybe you start thinking of branches, the school of ministry, we start thinking of branches in Kaduna and other places, because we agreed in the National Church Council that this school of ministry, together with the Word of Faith Bible Institute and CTC and Dunamis Bible School, four, we agree that every of our member should enroll. Hallelujah. And most of them, I personally sign their form, if you check the form very well. So we are fully behind this ministry. We are so proud of what God is doing in this ministry. I'm here with my girlfriend, and she's also an alumni of this service. Hallelujah. So, Apostle, we are so, so much proud of what God is doing in this ministry. And we are really, really, really impressed with what the Lord is doing in this ministry. We bless the name of the Lord for it. And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you in the name of Jesus. For the graduate, well, I just pray that God will open your eye to see how privileged you are to be trained. Even though it's an intensive program, but I just pray that the Lord will position you in ministry. Whatever is your career, I just pray that the Lord will position you in ministry. You will be in ministry. You will be in ministry in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. I'm so delighted to be in your midst this evening. And I'm particularly happy because I had to take a decision this week. And when I took the decision without pens, I knew that my 100 support for this ministry cannot be tested. You see, I represent an organization in Lagos, and we always have an occasion at the end of the year. And today happened to be the same day that I was supposed to take students to Lagos. So when the apostle called and said, "These people, we are graduating," I've committed myself to the school, but I didn't have any pen saying I will not go. Praise the Lord. I would like to tell you something too. When I was growing as a child, what that was disturbing me is that I saw so many churches, and then I saw evil was expanding, and then I read through so many books I could lay my hand in those days, and I came across books that said one man of God can stand in a city like this, and you will never see any bastard in that city again. I read one that talked so much about Wesley when he preached in a city, and somebody went into that city after 100 years to buy beer, and they said nobody has taken beer in that city. And I was so amazed. I said, what is really the problem with our own generation? And I kept praying to God that I want to witness a move that will be like that move before I die. You see, I'm standing here very, very happy because I was moving and I had some people chatting and say since they started Colonia, that the number of wayward ladies have decreased in Samaru. You know, I always say that whatever your heart desires, God will always grant you the right to see you before you die. And I can say, if I die today, I'll die happy. Because I've seen a ministry bringing back the glory of God that will stamp out evil in society. And then I want to tell you today who are graduating. You have been sent into the world where it's so corrupt. Truly speaking, I beg you, don't part from your mentor. You see, I can say like Paul. You see, the papers take life of pastors and every day and exhale it. And sometimes we are troubled. That why are they concerned like that? But it is true. Because the Bible says the shepherd must be blameless. But if we check through what is happening in the society, most pastors represent evil rather than righteousness of God. And I want to see a generation of people who say, like Paul, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And I can see these are the kind of pastors this church is present. And that's why I can say, to today do part, my life is in this ministry. Praise the Lord. I want to also tell you, when there is moral decadence in the society, there's also one thing that I've discovered that is also lost in your own generation. The thirst for soul of men. You see, when we were very young, after we've given our life to Christ, we were not talking about anointing, but we are talking about winning the souls. You see, in as much, you know, there's what I like to, in my own philosophy, I call it width and breadth. You see, we are growing in the width when we talk about Christianity. Everybody is growing deeper, but the church is not expanding. If you look through the statistics, Europe is almost taking over. I was so surprised last when I went to Boston and I discovered less than 2% of people there go to church. And then I saw the mighty men of God in America, that we see them all through the television. And I said, what are they doing? In those days, you cannot have that number of men of God in America when a city as big as Boston has less than 20% of 2% of people going to church. And the reason is that we have lost passion for souls. If there's anything I'm sending you, that if you're going in, and my best wish, that the top priority is to save the life of people. The church is losing grip. Other religions are taking over. When people are becoming more anointed, the world is being lost to the devil. I think it's something that we need to correct. Our young people must carry again that passion of saving the souls of men. I see people pray from morning till evening, fall and die, but nobody can cry all through the night and say one soul must be saved. What I'm telling you, it works. It's when the Lord revealed this to me. You see, there was a time I was sleeping, and the Lord threw somebody with blisters all over his body onto my bed. When I woke up, you know, you could just feel as if you should die when I saw the sign. And the Lord told me that that is how Islam will be sold to you if you refuse to preach to them. And I want to tell you, no amount of things that we will talk, that we see what we see in Abu, where we see this dominion that we're seeing all over, it will never stop until we have passion. It will not be by calling fire to them, but it will be by calling life to them. And I believe as we pray to them, God is going to deliver them. Praise the Lord. There's also something that I'm very happy in this ministry. The chief shepherd of this house is helping to build the faith of everybody. Make everybody believe you can be a spiritual giant. But the most teachings you listen to in these days, they play down the faith of individual. You see, one thing I must tell you, when I was growing up as a young person, my father was a pastor in Equa. He never had any anointing, but he had faith. And I know, when he was a missionary in Mutazu, there was famine. The last meal that they had, they ate it up to the time they harvested. It didn't, nothing ran out. And I can assure you too, there was a time he was going to preach and he stayed under a tree and prayed no drop of rain should touch him, and nothing touched him. There was no anointing, but it's the issue of what? Of faith. I know too, as a child, when he told me all this testimony, there was a day I came back from school. There was nobody at home. I was very hungry. I pushed the key, you do not open. And I remember that my father told me this. And I prayed. The moment I touched the key, the door opened. And that was the beginning of my life to supernatural. I have never talked of this. But you see, I've gone through evangelism so many places. And I can tell you that miracles come without effort when you are in the field. Because I've seen instances where we went and see somebody bedridden and we just pray like this and she just boasted out, but we never felt anything in us. And that's what I'm saying. If you bring back this test for Saul in the church, I'm telling you, miracles will be enough. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. My pastors have given their goodwill. I would have loved to just sit down, but I just have a word or two to pass across to this ministry. 2 John chapter number 1, please. Come with your sword, the word of God. I will not take your time. 2 John is just one chapter. So read verse 1 to 4. The elder unto the elect apostle and his children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Now, this is my goodwill message to the graduating students. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. As we have received a commandment from the Father, we have a lot of apostles, but from the depth of my heart, Apostle Salman is an elected apostle. Please, I want you to appreciate him more than this. Hallelujah. And I would like to testify within summary here that I found a lot of his children walking in truth. They cannot just see me and pass. When I see somebody running, daddy, daddy, I know he's a Koinonia member. Hallelujah. Please, can you appreciate God for what God is using him to impart into our lives? My prayer for all of us and those who are graduating, that you will walk in the truth that you have learned. I say you will walk in the truth which you have learned. You will never depart from the truth which you have learned, in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And that is the only thing that we have in this life. I wish you merry, merry, good celebrations ahead in the name of Jesus. Can we put our hands together once again in the name of Jesus?
SOM 2017.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, I wasn't a student, but my wife is graduating today. Let me use Pastor Sunday's words. My girlfriend is graduating today, and I was with them almost every day. So I was transformed. Very quickly, Luke chapter 6. A verse that has been an anchor scripture of my life for a very long time. Let's look at verse 39. Luke chapter 6, verse 39. This is Jesus speaking. He spoke a parable unto them. He said, can the blind lead the blind? Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? I find it interesting that Jesus came on the scene and looked at everybody and he said, can the blind lead the blind? So as far as Jesus was concerned, he just saw a bunch of blind people moving somewhere, following others. But Jesus said, sadly, it is a blind man that is leading another blind man. They will move, but where will they end up? He said, shall they not both fall into the ditch? Meaning, both of them will end up in an undesirable location. He now said, the disciple is not above his master. The disciple is not above his master. And then he gave the secret for mastery. He said, everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Perfection is a function of mentorship by a master. Perfection is a function of mentorship by a master. And in the last 6 months, every day, every night, every other night, my wife and I will drop the kids off with the grandparents. Please celebrate my father-in-law, Professor Marie. Clap for him. Celebrate my mother-in-law, my mommy. Every night for 6 months, we will drop our two children and drive because we are seeking perfection. We are seeking perfection. First thing I will charge you, Jesus has already said you are blind. Don't argue. The next thing he said, verify that the person you are following is not blind like you. Because even though you are striving for mastery, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5, he said you will not be crowned except you strive by laws. Meaning sincerity is not enough. Mastery is a function of an understanding of the laws, from pneumatology to leadership to ministry to personal transformation to finances. Apostle was sharing things that changed my life personally, changed my wife. If you don't want perfection, no problem. Follow whoever you want. If you don't want mastery, no problem. Listen to anybody. But if mastery is your pursuit, if perfection is your pursuit, if you are striving for a crown, not a face cap, if you are striving for a crown, you must strive by laws. And that's why I celebrate every member, every graduate of School of Ministry. Because by the grace of God, the Bible says, the disciple, when he is perfect, shall be as his master. Jesus said, follow me. And if you can only follow me, I will make you. SOM 2017. Now, something is going to be happening very shortly. And I want to show you from scripture that we didn't invent these laws. We are simply following the ancient path. Very quickly, Exodus chapter 33. I'll be wrapping it up very quickly. Exodus chapter 33. I want to tell you of the story of a particular person called Bezalel. Let's look at Exodus 33 from verse... Just give me 1 second. Exodus 33. Anyways, very quickly, it's the story of Moses when God spoke to him concerning Bezalel. I really want to get it so we can quickly read it. Okay, Exodus chapter 33 verse 11. We'll read that, then we'll read Exodus 35 verse 30. Look at this. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And God was telling me that there are certain people he will have encounters with. But the people who can serve and follow those people that he has encounters with, even though they may not have that exact encounter, they can replicate his results. Someone can look and say, why do you celebrate a person? This is a law. Moses will be the one seeing God face to face. Joshua will hang around the presence of that encounter. God called Apostle Joshua Selman. Strange encounters, strange manifestations of the power of God in his life. But not everybody may be able to press and sacrifice. So in 6 months, a platform of mentorship where you can hang around the vicinity of these laws and get these things for yourself. Very quickly, Exodus chapter 35 and verse 30. Exodus 35 and 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called my name Bezalel. Next verse. And had filled him with the Spirit of God. Next verse. To devise curious works. Next verse. Next verse. Watch this. And had put in Bezalel's heart to teach who? Aholiab. You see that now? I'm saying this because we have been taught. We have experienced certain things. The next verse, this is the part that really surprised me. And because Bezalel taught Aholiab, what happened to Aholiab? Aholiab was filled with that same wisdom of heart. With that same wisdom of heart. I find it very interesting. Now watch this. The next verse. 36. Look at this. Then wrought Bezalel. And who? And what next? Every wise hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom. It started from one man, but because another man called Aholiab identified something in the life of Bezalel, he said, please teach me. You see that now? By instruction, Aholiab was taught by Bezalel. But the Bible says there were some men who were wise enough to know that these two men are going somewhere, and those men too came to submit themselves. What happened? All three categories of men, what happened? The Lord put what? Wisdom and understanding to know how to walk. And I thank God that I was privileged. I'm not graduating with you, but you know, night after night we were here together. Yes or no? So I know something is going to enter me. I may not have been there when God taught Apostle these encounters face to face, but by hanging around the vicinity of that transaction, something must enter me. Lastly, Exodus chapter 34. Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. And I wrap it up. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. Look at this. This is what is going to happen tonight. Batushketi, by the grace of God. Apostle said it clearly. School of ministry, the first thing that happens is community of like-minded believers heading toward the same destination. The next thing is mentorship. quality information and revelation. And then the last thing which is happening tonight is what? Impartation. Let's read it together. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. That same wisdom from that same Moses, through Bezalel, through Aholiab, unto Joshua. Why did it happen? For Joshua Selman Bakushketi had made what? Now watch this. The children of Israel hearkened unto who? Unto who? Who is him there? And did as the Lord commanded who? Meaning that what you receive today, even though you are Joshua, because Moses laid his hands upon you, the children of Israel, the realm of the spirits, principalities and powers, the whole world will listen to you in the same capacity as the spiritual father that God encountered. I want your hearts to be set. We didn't create these laws. We didn't create these systems. They existed from time immemorial. We are just positioning ourselves to receive. Just say a quick prayer and say, Lord, whether I'm in SOM or I'm a member of Koinonia, in as much as I am in the vicinity of the tabernacle, every encounter anybody is having, let something enter me also. Let's keep praying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Please be seated. Let's honor our fathers again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sirs. Hallelujah. Just a little. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 2 says, that which you have received among many witnesses, it says, commit thou to faithful men who will be able to teach others. Just like Ejimi was sharing, God's system is that he opens up dimensions to a person, but in that person he sees a nation. So he grants a person access to encounters, to possibilities, to realities, and demands that all those who have the understanding and the alignment will come into that experience. One, this is really the idea behind the School of Ministry. I just want to talk a bit about the School of Ministry before we go straight into the graduation formalities. The School of Ministry was set up by the leadership of the Holy Spirit to be a platform for raising kingdom ambassadors. And you know, many people hear the name School of Ministry and what comes to their mind is pastor school and all of that. My idea and our idea of impact and ministry is not just fivefold ministry. Whilst fivefold ministry is very important, but it is not limited to just the pulpit ministry. Are we together now? So the School of Ministry is vested with the responsibility of training, equipping, and empowering kingdom ambassadors, men and women who will not only be spiritually relevant, but will be agents of national transformation. Our model is threefold. I think it's important that we understand there is a threefold model. Ejimi ran through it. I don't know how many of us paid attention. The first model that we use is community. It is my considered opinion that the key to sustaining kingdom values is to create a community. Community gives people security. It gives them time to be able to build understanding. I think one of the most tragic things that happen to believers is that they have encounters, but they do not have a community of like-minded people. So you find out that in a family, you can have only one person who sustains a conviction. And because there is no one else to shield him until that conviction becomes strong enough, our convictions change and dwindle because there is no community. The key to sustaining kingdom values is to create a community of like-minded believers. So this is the first model of the School of Ministry. That's why the SOM classes are a community of like-minded people. The second model is mentorship that comes through very, very extensive teaching sessions covering different aspects broken into five: pneumatology, everything that has to do with redemption, to the study of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, then leadership. I know that our society is in dire need of leaders, and it's our joy to be able to contribute to raising men and women who are not only spiritual people but exceptional leaders, church leaders, corporate leaders, etc. Number three is ministry. Here we deal extensively with all the matters that have to do with fivefold ministry and then, broadly speaking, kingdom service. Number four is personal transformation. This is a course that deals with our a character molding course, but then it has to do with efficiency. There we teach on goal setting, time management, etc., etc. And then finally, we deal with finance. It's a subject that has been largely misunderstood in the body of Christ and has not been communicated properly. So I believe that when students are equipped on this wise, then they are empowered to be relevant and to be intentionally successful by God's standard and the standard of men. In this year 2017, we admitted 243 students, out of which 222 will be graduating. And amen. Praise the Lord. Haven't gone through the 7-month intensive training, and I want to truly appreciate all the School of Ministry students, because their lectures have been unusually rigorous, most of it being at night. Many of them have made sacrifices on their jobs, family, and their personal conveniences, etc. So I really want to appreciate them. I also want to appreciate all of their loved ones and support structures that partnered with them for 6 months. It's a long time, and I want us to honor the students and honor everyone who has truly supported them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's my joy to be conducting this graduation ceremony again, because it's a well-deserved one. They have gone through very rigorous teachings, and I thank God for the privilege and the opportunity that God has given. I want to take 10 minutes or so to just share something that I think will bless us. Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7, please. We'll look at verse 8 to 10. Micah chapter 7. It was very strong in my spirit while I was preparing. I have had the privilege of... I'd like us to honor Professor Nock and his wife. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. The Lord honor you. We honor you. We honor you, ma. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear..." Go to verse 10. It says, "And she that is my enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which say unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? My eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets." God has given me a unique privilege of building and equipping people, many of them largely young people,
And I can tell you with all humility, I understand the peculiarity of young people. And I think one of the most tragic things that have happened to people, especially young people, is that we give up on them too soon. It's one of the lessons that I have learned having the privilege of working with and building people. Society is full of naysayers, ill talkers, and people who conclude on the destinies of people, especially young people. The people you see today happily, some of them are men and women who were confused. Some of them had been completely forgotten by their loved ones. Some of them have had to pick their lives again. That scripture says, "Rejoice not over me, my enemy." I may have had a destructive past. I may have been into drinking and smoking and all of that. I have learned by experience and through mentorship myself that people are simply victims of their mindsets. Pastor Alpha, please come. Pastor Femi, come. Let me just make an illustration. Please come stand here. Please watch this, everyone. I've made this illustration time and again, and I want us to pay attention. Let's call this gentleman a pastor. Are we together? And let's call this gentleman, God forbid, just for illustration, an arm robber. Please follow me. Now, when you look at this one, you call him a pastor. When you look at this one, you call him an arm robber. Now, imagine with me, for instance, shoot all two of them. And when they fall down, do you call it an arm robber dead body? Do you call it a pastor dead body? They are all dead bodies. So who was really the arm robber? The arm robber was not the person. The arm robber was an understanding. Are we together now? An understanding that was conditioned into this individual. The pastor was not just the body. The pastor was an understanding that caused this personality to align to God in a certain way. Meaning that there is no such philosophy as a bad person. There is only an individual who has imbibed an understanding that is destructive. The body being the slave, executing that wrong philosophy. Are we together? Truly speaking, let me tell you, when you understand this, you will never give up on people. There is something I can teach Pastor Femi, swap them. And all of a sudden, in 6 months, our arm robber now becomes a pastor. His body did not change, but something was altered. Are we together? So every single person we call a drunkard, every person we call a lazy person, everyone we call a nobody, we have the same bodies, the same biological framework. The only difference is that through our conditioning, we have been subject to understandings that are largely wrong, subliminal, that have made people to carve out philosophies that are largely antichrist, and their bodies now become victims of these philosophies. The students who are graduating today come from different family backgrounds with very sad and painful stories. Some of them look at their lives now and wonder what made them think the way they thought. And all of them have come into a single culture. That culture is not Kaduna, not Jos, are we together? Not Yoruba, not Igbo. We have introduced to them a new culture. A culture that is consistent with the person and the character of the Christ. So that it doesn't matter whether you are Yoruba or Igbo. You will find out that your understanding, your perspectives about God and life are similar because they came from the same reference. Let me challenge us to stop giving up on people. Part of my life's goal, among other things, is to remain a shoulder for wounded people to be able to lean on. Part of my life's goal is not to be like that, you know, the story of the Good Samaritan. The Bible talked about several people who saw him, and there was a very strange man who came and embalmed him and helped him. Now we will continue to communicate convictions as represented and communicated by God, but I will never give up on anyone. By the grace of God, this place and this house will remain a place
where any and all kinds of people can find hope and can change. You see, we like the results that happen when transformation has occurred, but someone has got to pay that price to believe in people enough and invest in them so that they become agents of transformation. I am absolutely proud of the students that we are releasing and graduating. By the grace of God, I have interacted with them. We have cried together. We have laughed together. I have seen their limitations and their weaknesses. And I have watched the power of transformation lift some of them above the tides of their weaknesses and limitations. One more scripture and then we'll pray. Job 14, please. 7 to 9. Job 14. This was Job at a point in his life where things were going haywire. And this is what he said. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down. Notice he never said if it be rooted out. Cut down means that something happened in the life of that tree. But the good news is it never affected the root. It says that it will sprout again and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Verse 8. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet at the scent of water, there is a system in the dealings of God where people who are almost giving up can be restored back. There is a dealing in the system of God where nobodies can be transformed to become the greatest assets that we have. This is the system that has been employed in the school of ministry. Some of them come from unbelieving families. Some of them are victims of the limitations that have come from their loved ones and guidance. Some of them have had to fend for their lives. Some of them have had to make several very costly mistakes. But we thank God for the power of light. My Bible says, for the light shineth in darkness. John chapter 1 verse 5. It says, and the darkness comprehended it not. My admonishment to all of us is that we quit giving up on people. That we quit giving up on people simply because of certain philosophies and ideologies that they may have wrongly imbibed. Our homes and our communities are full of people making very wrong and unwise decisions. And every time I look at these people, young and old alike, my heart is filled with compassion. Because I know that intrinsically everybody is good. You meet an armed robber and he will give you a justification as to why he is stealing. He will tell you there are other politicians stealing and he will attempt to justify it. That armed robber is a victim of an understanding. That person can be subjected to a system that can rehabilitate his understanding, and that armed robber suddenly becomes a leader. There is no one who is beyond the power of God to transform. There is no one who is above and beyond the power of the Holy Spirit to cause transformation in our lives. This is my philosophy. I believe in people. If I am not a drunkard today, it is simply because I'm a product of God's grace. Because some of us were exempted from certain things, not because we had the understanding to keep us away. The Lord, by His mercy, carved out a system that immuned us. It is with such understanding that we approach life and we approach people. Tonight, who have you given up on? Parents have given up on children. Leaders have given up on their followers. Lecturers have given up on students. Students have given up on themselves. Business people have given up on their dreams. I came here tonight very briefly to challenge us that there is hope for a tree. It doesn't matter who has done what and where. Rahab the prostitute, having had her life destroyed and, you know, all of that, she became part of those who were in the genealogy of the Christ because she was able to hide the spies. There is hope for a tree. There is hope for a tree. Some of us here came to celebrate with our loved ones because you are shocked that God has been able to change them that much. But at the start of the year, you would not believe in them. You would be part of those talking about them and saying this guy will never do anything well. I remember one of the students sharing with me, I think it was a few days ago while I was praying with them, preparing for this day.
And he was telling me how that he was invited to minister. And I have an understanding of his life. He had many challenges in his life, unwise decisions here and there. But then by the grace and the mercy of God, the gentleman said he ministered. His pastor was so proud of him. And I looked at him and said, what God can do. I am a testimony. School of Ministry is a testimony that there is no one that is beyond the power of God to change. There are people here who did not start the way they are now, but God transformed them. People of God, I want us to join a campaign of believing in people, that we can look at someone and say, Pastor Alpha, I know that your life may not be going the way it's going, but I have come as a believer to tell you, if only you can submit yourself to light and an information that will change your paradigm, alter your perspective, then you will be a useful person. There is no such thing as a useless person. There is no such thing as a useless person. There are useless ideas, wrong mindsets that have been crystallized by the presence of demon spirits. We call them strongholds. And this is my assignment in the School of Ministry, to deconstruct these wrong understandings that have been genetically and much more environmentally programmed in our people. Our homes are becoming a hub of pain. The reason is because many husbands are coming with their ideologies and their philosophies, wives, their philosophies, children, their philosophies. Many preachers, like our daddy said, are not living up to expectation because of their understanding. Something was, an idea was proposed to them about ministry, and they are victims of that idea. There is nobody who is bad. This is the secret to loving everyone. When you understand that people are simply slaves to their understanding, then you can look at somebody who is unlovable and still love them and believe in them, and then go a step further to commit to their transformation. This is what God has done. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present to you 2017 School of Ministry students. Men and women who have been thoroughly worked upon by the hand of God. They have submitted themselves to mentorship. They have submitted themselves as individuals, as families, as workers, as pastors, as leaders, as business people, cutting across different walks of life. They have, some people have left other states and they've been here for months just learning and building. I want us to learn from them and to leave this place tonight with very strong convictions that there are no bad people. There are only bad ideologies programmed in innocent bodies. And that if we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit and extract the wrong philosophies and the wrong ideologies, everybody considered to be a devil can become a saint, can become a leader, can become a man of God, can become a destiny maker. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like to request, thank you so much. I'd like to request all the School of Ministry students to rise, please. All of them. Let's honor them. Let's appreciate them.
Megirma, Megirma, Megirma. Megirma, Megirma, Megirma. Megirma, Megirma, Megirma. Babu, Babu, Wani Kamardakai. Babu Wani Kamardakai.
Babu Wani Kamardakai.
Let's sing it one more time in honor to the Lord.
Hey, Megirma, Megirma, Megirma. Megirma,
Megirma, Megirma, Megirma.
Babu,
Babu, Wani Kamardakai.
Babu Wani Kamardakai.
Babu Wani Kamardakai.
Hallelujah. Never give up on people, I wrote here.
give them a chance to succeed. Tolerate their mistakes. Show them love. Give them access. The second thing I wrote here is that the key to transformation is bringing people to a point where they are willing to submit themselves to new superior ideas. That's the key to transformation. That you bring people to a point where they are willing to submit themselves to superior ideas. Shortly, we are going to have the impartation. And we have been praying. I have prayed with you. We have discussed it. An impartation is not just laying hands on people. An impartation is a transference of possibilities. Numbers chapter 27, verse 18 to 23. Very powerful. Numbers chapter 27, verse 18 to 23. Very, very interesting scripture. Numbers chapter 27, verse 18 down to 23. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun. Please let me have the oil. In a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hands upon him. 19. And set before him Eleazar the priest and before the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. 20. And thou shalt put some of thy honor. Honor is transferable. This is impartation. That all the congregation of the children may hear him. And when you read down to give us 22, please. Give us verse 22. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and he took Joshua, just the bottle alone, I think, and set him before Eleazar the priest and before the congregation. Verse 23. And he laid his hands upon him, and he gave him a charge as the Lord has commanded. We live in a generation where we trivialize the realm of the spirit and the fact that no life without spiritual empowerment can succeed. We trivialize it and we make it look like it's an idea of men of God, is an idea of charismatic people. A scripture that I've shared here, maybe for time's sake, I'll just take on that scripture. James chapter 2 and verse 26. James was teaching about faith and works, but then he borrowed an understanding to help us understand faith and works. And he says, for as the body, listen carefully, without the spirit is dead. That means for everything to be alive, there must be a spirit component. For every business to be alive, there must be the body of that business and the spirit of that business. For every destiny to be alive, there must be the body, the form, and the spirit. You can have a physical certificate that is the body, but where is the spirit? Until there is a spirit component upon it, you will be holding a piece of rag that will not profit you. Your home is a body. Where is the spirit component? It says, for as a body without a spirit is dead. We focus so much on the body and we ignore the spirit component. This last phase of what we're about to do is an empowerment. It's like an initiation, calling people into a realm of possibility. Some of these people are men of God. Some of them have their ministries. Some will be starting their ministries. Some are business people. Some are career people. It doesn't matter what walk of life. I want you, as you file and come for this impartation, like we have discussed, to believe. We're in the presence of God's people believing. You see, this that I do is an election of grace. Are we together now? And we have labored, we have cried together. You have been taught, you have received. And now is the time for you to receive certain things. I shared with us yesterday some of the things that we are going to be receiving. And I want our hearts to be open. And please, whilst that is happening, I want everyone inside and outside, let's be in the mode of prayer. It's going to take a few minutes, but then I want us to please believe. You came here, you're watching your loved ones receive something that you will benefit from. It has nothing to do with being a pastor. It is a dimension that will bring you into possibilities
There are people from this that will rise to become uncommon leaders. There are people from this experience that will become men and women of God. There are people here who will be career people. There are people here among those standing who will be the first to achieve certain things in their entire environments. And as we do this, I'd like us to be in the mood of prayer. Can everybody just pray? You can remain seated, just the students standing, but everyone in the mood of prayer, let's just pray in 1 minute and ask the Lord to step in and bless this most anointed session. Their lives will change. It is by the anointing. The anointing represents God's possibilities. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Your destiny is not by might, not by power, not by lobbying, by the spirit, by the spirit, by the spirit. Ministry is not by might, it's not by power, it's by the spirit. Business is not by might, not by power, it's by the spirit. Family life is not by might, not by power. It takes the anointing. The anointing does not make the difference. The anointing is the difference. The anointing is the difference. The anointing is the difference. Please pray. Shabaradabaladabush. Lekatepradagadabaladabush. Father, change your people. Transform their life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All through scriptures, no one was allowed to do anything for God without being anointed. Including the vessels in the temple, they had to be anointed. Brothers and sisters, I know you have received several impartations, but what you are about to receive will change your life. I want you to believe it. I dare to say it will change your life. This is how men are made. This is how history makers are made. It is a system in the kingdom. It's an ancient formula. Like Ejimi said, it's not a man's invention. It's not Joshua Selman's idea. It's an ancient part we have found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm standing here before your people by the privilege of the grace that you have given. And I pray, oh God, that heaven will bear witness to what is about to happen. I pray that upon every life that this oil will come upon, set them free. Break barriers. What has not been done, may they surpass the standard of parents. May they surpass standards. Those of them in ministry, oh God, may they encounter the grace for ministry. Those of them in career, may they encounter the grace. I pray by the Spirit of the living God that you honor this process of impartation and let it change their lives. 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 In the name of Jesus, let it change their life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll do it this way. This is ordinary oil, but I lay my hands upon it. And in the name of Jesus, this oil loses its earthly significance as oil. It becomes a communicator of the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let the sevenfold impartations that had been discussed fall upon this oil, and that every life that receives it will receive that supernatural impartation in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you help me with the mic, Ejimi? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you just file and come, and then you receive this and go back praying. Please, everyone, let them go back. Fresh grace, fresh dimension, in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace, receive that anointing, receive that anointing.
Mighty on your throne. the deep cry out,
God, oh, you are mighty.
Ministry students, I prophesy upon you, beginning from tonight, in the name of Jesus, the same grace that is at work in my life, let it come upon you in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that the name of the Lord will defend you. I decree and declare no door will be able to be shut over you in the name of Jesus. Any man that fights you goes down immediately. Anyone that rises against your destiny goes down immediately. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus. I forbid death from your life. I forbid weakness from your life. I forbid limitation. I prophesy over the works of your hands. Receive the grace for strange multiplication. In the name of Jesus. Those of you in ministry, or those going into ministry, step from tonight into a strange dimension of grace. A strange dimension of grace. A strange dimension of grace. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Whatever did not work for your parents, didn't work for your lineage, whatever stigma that is associated with your life on account of where you have come from, I separate you from them forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that will not let you go, tying your destiny that you will never rise, from tonight I wave them goodbye forever. A dimension of wisdom higher than your age, higher than your level of exposure. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I don't care where your favor is. By prophecy, I call it into your life now. If it takes people to be established in 10 years, may it happen for you within a year. I decree and declare, from today, whoever you pray for, the fire that falls in this place, it will fall right there where you are. The grace to raise the dead, the grace to heal the sick, the grace to cast out devils. Those of you trusting God for jobs, after this graduation, go and get your job. I didn't say go and look for it. Go and get your job. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone here called barren, financially barren, biologically barren, by this impartation, barrenness dies forever. From tonight, may you be granted access into the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. The secrets and the keys that make things happen. I join my faith with our fathers here, and I declare that that door is open for you. From tonight, as you call upon the name of the Lord, much more than your prayer life, may the covenant that works here answer for you. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray a very special prayer for you, and I want you to believe it. The grace and the influence that God has put upon my life, I pray for you from the depth of my heart. I decree that from today, I open the loins of kings for you. Unusual access, unusual access. I prophesy it in the name of Jesus. Hear me. I want to pray for all those who came to celebrate with our students. I don't know what trouble you left that you came here, but in the name of the Lord God who has called me, I decree and declare that every challenge is turned to a testimony now. Turn to a testimony now. SOM students, I don't know what your goals are. I don't know what your plans are, but I release my faith with you. The grace for accomplishment, receive it.
in the name of Jesus. You will never, never be said to have a wasted destiny. The things that destroy great destinies, I prophesy to you, let it leave you like light leaves, like night leaves when light comes. Hear me. You will never start a thing that you will not be able to finish in the name of Jesus. Anything you start, it must expand. I pray for you. Whatever will take the hunger and passion for the things of the kingdom out of your life, may it never come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever has looked at you and called you rejected, may God use your life to answer them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any long-standing issue in your life that has been there for years, you have prayed and fasted and it would not leave you. It may be sickness in your body. It may be an oppression of darkness. Tonight, you see it for the last time and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, you see it for the last time and forever. From tonight, step into the realm of strange speed. Step into the realm of strange success. By God's standard and by the standards of men. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. There is such an ability called the power to prosper. I stretch my hands and I declare, in the name of Jesus, from today, you will command the wealth of Gentiles in a strange way. I decree it upon your life in the name of Jesus. The grace to recognize your value and reward it, I release it upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any agent of darkness scheming around your life and destiny to make sure you abort destiny, I command their judgment now. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. What stopped your father, stopped your mother, stopped everyone in your lineage, I push you by prophecy to go beyond them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nathaniel said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I declare that the best thing comes out of you. Hallelujah. The last prayer I pray for you is that in the name that is above all names, may the elements of the supernatural coordinate themselves to birth the purposes of God in your life. The Bible says, and the stars fought for Deborah. Whatever must stand in alignment with your destiny, I call it so in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, in the presence of Jesus Christ, the apostle of the church, and in the presence of God's people, 2017 SOM, we graduate you here in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. 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 Please be seated if you can, everyone. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. SOM 2017. Yes, SOM 2017. Yes, hallelujah. Can we put hands together for the Lord? Hallelujah. We are so grateful to God, the giver of life. Our Father is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am is everything to us. We are so grateful to Him. We started and then we are ending it today to the glory of God. First of all, we would like to thank God because we did not lose any of our members. We truly celebrate God. We were many and God kept us alive and we celebrate Him so much. Hallelujah. We about to do the vote of thanks. we truly want to celebrate God, and we want to celebrate some set of people that have been source of encouragement to us, that have helped us. And we are going to be reading some of the appreciations, and please, we want you to clap where you're supposed to clap, and we want you to laugh or smile where you're supposed to smile. Hallelujah. Pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. The President, Eternity Network International, Apostle Joshua Selman Nimak, all heads of departments, pastors, and dignitaries present, friends, families, and well-wishers, the Koinonia Online community, my fellow classmates, ladies and gentlemen, good evening all. On the 2nd of March 2017, about 243 individuals from different walks of life walked into this very hall we are seated in. For many of us, our lives were at their lowest. Our marriages were on the verge of packing up. Our relationships had hit the rocks, and all we were looking forward to was abandoning ship. Our finances were practically dwindled, and life itself had seemed unlivable. Some of us had strayed from practically the true path and glorious destiny that had been ordained for us to enter into from the very beginning. For others, God seemed more a concept of men who could only understand his workings and operations by reason of an election of grace. And so we moved farther and farther away from his protective love. But by reason of being gathered by our Father, Apostle Joshua Selman Nimak, you are here today to witness the release of ambassadors for the kingdom. Eventually, 222 of us will go on to graduate from SOM, and seated here, we have come back to say thank you. To our principal and also HOD of protocol, Sir Victor Omaibiji, in 7 months, you transited from being our principal to becoming a father, brother, friend, and leader worthy of emulation. You not only juggled tasks on our behalf, but you made sure we graduated at the set time. Thank you very much, sir. My speech would also not be complete if I do not acknowledge the investment and tireless teachings of Pastor Ejimi Olufikeji. Sir, we know now more than ever that a believer can make money, make impact, and make heaven. You have taught us how to be heavenly conscious and earthly relevant. Thank you, sir. To the leaders of SOM class of 2017, thank you for yielding yourselves. I would like to request at this point that the graduating class of SOM 2017 all rise as we honor the man who has become a father, a leader, and a mentor to all of us. Daddy, permit us to use that name that up until now had only been reserved for our biological parents. We said this during your birthday, and our confession still remains so. It is not in any way an attempt to diminish or de-emphasize their place in our lives, but to let you know that one man has attained that level of regard in our hearts, and we consider him no different from the parents who have nurtured, loved, and disciplined us. Indeed, you have been both a friend, a teacher, father, mother, mentor, but most importantly, an example to us and our generation. And it would be ungrateful on our part if we do not honor the hard work, tireless teachings, and corrections that you have invested in us. On behalf of the entire School of Ministry students, Daddy, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your openness, your brokenness, your yieldedness. Thank you for loving Jesus enough to want to owe us to drink from that which he has given you. Thank you for help when we were stranded, had no school fees or rent. Thank you for feeding us when we had no grains in our barns. But most importantly, thank you, sir, for your determination to know his ways, to see his face, and to live his days. On behalf of the house and every life that you have touched, healed, and delivered. May the years continue to be good to you, and may your life's pursuit and passion born in each and every one of us that you have called sons and daughters, and most importantly, fashion out of us ambassadors of the kingdom until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, we shall all be great and we will know ourselves. Thank you.
Hallelujah. One more time, please. Can we celebrate Daddy? Hallelujah. Daddy has not just been a mentor to us, he's a father to us. Daddy is a father that will never give up on his children. He will never give up on his children. And he will never give up on his children, I say again. I could remember those times that Daddy would go for ministration outside Zaria. And then we'll still have lecture that same day. Daddy will come, regardless of the tiredness and the fatigue of the journey. Daddy will come and still come and teach us. That is a true heart of a father. And we truly celebrate you, sir. We truly celebrate you and honor you. Thank you for pouring out yourself in us. Thank you for investing great and mighty things in our lives. Some of us, we came with no hope, with no clue of what the future is. We don't have the understanding of what destiny is, but right now our mindset have been changed, our lives have been transformed by the platform of SOM. We thank you, we truly celebrate you, sir. Hallelujah. God bless you. I would like to call on our father as he comes and round up the service. Thank you, sir. Put your hands together for Daddy.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. School of Ministry students, I truly am proud of you. Truly, truly am proud of you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We'll be closing now. Thank you so much for your patience. I just want to extend that appreciation. First and foremost, to all the leaders. We have appreciated them, but let's honor them again. All the leaders in this house, thank you so much. I particularly want to appreciate the leadership of Christ Gospel Church. Pastor Abubakar, thank you so much. Pastor Tula, just a moment. Our time is gone, but I have to say this. The commitment any CGC member represented here, please accept this on behalf of the ministry. Thank you so much for your partnership. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Allowing us unlimited access to the venue, the chairs and all of that, the inconveniences that sometimes we provide, we really thank you for understanding. Pastor, thank you so much, and the Lord will honor you in Jesus' name. I also want to appreciate the leadership of Rema. Pastor Femi, thank you so, so much. We appreciate for the times that we come knocking. We want to appreciate the Nigerian Union of Road Transport Workers. They are always available to convey our students, sometimes very late in the night. I'm sure they are outside. Please extend warm regards to them. I also want to appreciate all the parents, the guidance, those who are connected and associated with the students. Most of our lectures have been night lectures, and it's been very inconveniencing sometimes. Thank you for your understanding, your tolerance, and support. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for our father, Prof. Daddy, thank you so much. The Lord honor you again and again. Many times, they would just come over to see me, himself and our mommy, just to visit and, you know, just pray and speak over my life. And it's been a remarkable experience. Thank you so much. I honor you from the depth of my heart. I want to appreciate Ejimi. Ejimi, please come quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've come a very long way, and I love him. We're very close, but the honor that he has for me is very touching. He's contributed in no small way, not only because his wife was part of the School of Ministry, but his passion. Thank you for times that you'd have to stand in to take lectures. I love you with all my heart, and I honor you. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. We are very happy. I'm sure that there are many of you who will aspire to be part of the students in the next session. We'll communicate the details the next time. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We'll be closing now. Let's rise up on our feet. We give you all
the glory we worship. You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It skipped my mind to appreciate and honor Pastor Mrs. Ubandoma. God bless you, ma. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Now, just a quick announcement. I know that there are many loved ones who have come here to celebrate with now graduates. After the grace will give room for you to take your various snapshots, be it family, and I know that a number of us have refreshments. Please let me solicit that as we take our refreshments, let's beware so we don't litter the church. By God's grace, we can take it out around. Our people will be here to make sure the place is clean, but let's make the work easy for them. Hallelujah. Once again, thank you so much for gracing this occasion, and the Lord himself will bless us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless you for the opportunity that you have given us. Let your name be praised in Jesus' name. Now, very quickly, if you are here worshiping with us for the first time, I have to do this. I know that there are so many people. Overflow 1, 2, 3. Those following us online, whatever nation represented, we bless God for you. Thank you for participating in tonight's meeting. But if you are here worshiping with us for the first time, whether or not you came to commemorate with our students or you just came on your own, please, we want to acknowledge your time is gone. I would plead that you just make your way to the front quickly. If you're here for the first time, God bless you. Koinonia, let's honor them. Let's honor them. Let's honor them. Thank you. Please, if you're coming, make it fast. If the front is filled, then they can take advantage of the screens in front of them for those outside. Otherwise, they can keep coming. Let's bless God for them. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for coming. We're asking you to come because we want to honor you. We want to pray for you. We want to bless you. And we want you to know that we acknowledge your coming. Hallelujah. Just a moment. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for coming. This is Koinonia, a meeting put together by Eternity Network International. We're here Fridays and God is building us. Today happens to be our graduation ceremony. So we thank you. We're here every Fridays. This Friday we'll be here again and God is going to be building us. I ask you to come because we want to pray and speak over your life. The Lord has anointed us. We believe in the power of prayer and prophecy. And we believe that when we speak over your life, things will shift and things will happen. Saints of God, stretch your hands and let's bless them. The church is praying for you. You don't have to kneel. You can just stand. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless you with hunger for spiritual things. We pray that the hand of God will remain strong upon your life. Every challenge and every limitation you came here with, we decree and declare that it becomes your testimony. The hand of the Lord is strong upon your life in the name of Jesus. You will go back and experience miracles upon miracles. You will begin to have encounters in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that for those of you who came celebrating your loved ones, may joy and rejoicing never depart from your house. We declare that the shouts of joy and victory will remain in your habitation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Now, there's someone waving her hands. There's a lady waving her hands and a gentleman. Please, I'd like you to quickly follow them. They will welcome you more warmly on our behalf and communicate a few details and then you'll be back. God bless you. Let's honor them as they do so. God bless you. God bless you. School of Ministry students, ideally you are to have a snapshot. There are so many of you. I don't know how you do it, but you may need to just group yourself and let's at least be able to capture everyone. If we can do that and it won't be rowdy, then that will be fine. Otherwise, we'll have to use another platform. Praise the Lord. Just four or five quick announcements. Tehillah Music School, belonging to one of us, is announcing the sales of the admission form. Their training is in acoustic guitar, bass guitar, and then keyboard. You want to
be part of this school, please wait behind at the worship stand and someone will be there to attend to you. Mount Zion Production and PG Fellowship presents 1 week intensive training in Christian drama and film production, scheduled as follows. The date is Monday, October 30th to Saturday, November 4th. Venue is Jawom here at Samaru. Time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I believe this should be Mount Zion Ministry, their productions arm. The registration fee is 5,000. For further inquiries, please, you can meet any of the protocol members and they will appraise you some more. The Worshipers Circle presents a monthly worship meeting with Jake Sinjari and friends. The date is Saturday, October 14th. And the venue is the God Life Assembly Zaria. Time is 6 p.m. prompt. We have tonight free but limited bus transport available immediately after the service. All those going to Congo and Shika, do well to wait at the projector stand of Overflow 1. Finally, please take note of our official lines, our protocol lines, media lines, and finance lines. If you're coming especially from far, you will want to wait after service to my right, which is your left. It's our media stand, and you can get as many teachings. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. After the grace, please, you can greet one another and then celebrate with our students, whether or not you know them. Just extend a hand of congratulations to them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you and see you next week.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEni. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.